From Matthew's Gospel. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son. You are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Quote, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
Dreams are sneaky things. They sneak up on us in the dark while we are asleep. They come to us from the corners of our minds, like sudden movement that we might catch out of the corners of our eyes. They surprise us with seemingly indirect, sometimes nonsensical information, and yet it can often be quite pertinent. Sometimes we remember only a brief image or face or a picture, part of a story, maybe just a character, one that we know or one that we don't know, one that shows up in a usual place in our dream like they do in our lives, one that shows up in a very unusual place, not at all like in real life. Sometimes we are left with only a feeling, maybe a sense of peace or wonder or confusion or even dread. And sometimes we wake up with a new insight or idea or creative vision. Joseph's dream seems very straightforward compared to the dreams that I usually have. An angel comes and says to Joseph, "Do this." However, the dream comes to him only after a time of great internal and personal upheaval and confusion, a time of conflicting emotions. As you might imagine, Joseph was probably pretty angry when he heard about Mary's pregnancy, an anger born of hurt and betrayal. And his confusion and his hurt goes even deeper than being betrayed in a relationship, as deep as that is, because Joseph is a just man. He is a devoted follower of God through his Jewish faith, traditions, and laws. Joseph, it seems, is a man devoted to following God's ways. And in this, he is at the very least bound to divorce Mary for her seeming infidelity. And at the very worst, he could bring her up on charges of adultery and ask that she be stoned to death. This is real scandal. Not only involving Mary's status in the community, but involving Joseph's as well. However, it seems from our story that as a just man, Joseph does not want to be vindictive and violent. He wants to do the right thing by the law as well as by Mary. And so he intends to divorce her quietly, to shame her as little as possible. And probably this would result in shaming him as little as possible as well. Despite his personal feelings and his deep religious convictions, despite the fact that it seems that Mary has not only betrayed him, but betrayed their shared faith in the laws and the traditions of Judaism, Joseph determines not to be vindictive. He will do what is perhaps a sort of new thing in his community by just quietly divorcing her. And then the dream sneaks up on him, confronts him with this astonishing revelation. God has an even bigger new thing in mind. Does Joseph wake from sleep remembering the exact words of the angel? The angel's face, the sound of the angel's voice? Or does he wake from sleep, as we often do, with phrases that trigger memories, with feelings that reveal ideas that we can live into in the morning light, with a startling new insight that he cannot pin down with fact, but only with faith? Somehow Joseph awakes and knows that Mary has not betrayed him with another man. Something is different here. The pregnancy is of God. Joseph wakes with a clear internal sense of the holy, with remembering the words of Isaiah's prophecy, with a name for the child, Jesus, or in Hebrew, Yeshua, Joshua, which means salvation. It seems the right thing to do is not limited to being conventionally nice and quiet. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The right thing to do is to break with religious convention in order to follow God. It is to take bold action that flies in the face of religious law. It is to go against the understandable human response and to move fully into compassion. As many of you may know from the dictionary, compassion means suffering with. Joseph chooses to suffer with Mary in her precarious state. The wise Buddhist teacher Thich Nhat Hanh tells us that love is compassion in action. When we are in contact with another's suffering, a feeling of compassion is born in us. Thich Nhat Hanh says that compassion is a mind, and by that I think he means mind, heart, body connection, the gut and the will. It's all of that. Compassion is a mind that removes the suffering that is present in others. Love is a mind that brings peace, joy, and happiness to another person. When we move into compassion, then we act with full, unconditional love. And Thich Nhat Hanh also says to us that we all have the seeds of compassion and love within us that can be nurtured into growth. Nurturing compassion. Joseph could have discounted his dream as indigestion due to the dinner the night before. But as the story goes, he let it nurture him into greater compassion than perhaps he had ever known, which spurred him to obey the angel's message from God with bold action. He agreed to stay with Mary, to claim her child as his own by naming him, and it was usually the right of the mother to name a child. But by Joseph naming this story in the Gospel of Matthew, he ensures that the child's lineage is of the house of David, this shepherd king anointed by God. How could Joseph have known the impact this child would have upon God's people, upon the world? By faith, he let his God-given compassion move him to act in love. And here we are, over 2,000 years later, celebrating the birth of the son that Joseph claimed as his own. And more than that, celebrating his son's life that was lived through compassion and love in the face of oppression and bigotry and greed and hatred. And in our celebration, we claim this son, Jesus, as the model, the pioneer and perfecter of our own faith. So my question from our scripture story today is, where, how is God calling us into compassionate love in action here at Plymouth in this Advent and Christmas season and in the coming year? Let's start with our own dreams. How is God calling us through our dreams? Now, this could be true as we each of us experience our individual dreams. I happen to be a particularly vivid dreamer. It's kind of a blessing and a curse when you wake up stuck in a dream. So I have paid attention to dreams in my life, but they don't hit everybody in the same way individually. Some people remember, some people don't. So the dreams that I'm asking about now are our collective dreams as a community. How do we dream as a community? One very practical way in which we dream as a community is by following the inspiration of God in our strategic plan for the future. And we're going to get a chance to live into that dream more closely in the coming year when a wonderful man named John Wimberly comes to work with our leadership and the congregation and staff to help us live out our strategic plan. Another way we do that is in carrying out the day-to-day, the planning for the stated ministries of our church. It's in the new ideas and the inspirations that come from each of you. When sometimes you say, I have an idea, and we say, that's great, make a ministry team, do it. Joseph's dream came in the darkness and in the unknowingness of sleep. It surprised him in a new direction. So a further question for us is, are there dreams sneaking up on us as a community of faith in the darkness and the unknowingness of our times? Dreams that hold the call of God to compassion and love in action. Darkness and unknowingness are not bad. They do not have to be foreboding. They simply call us to stop and pay attention to where we are before we take another step forward. Think about moving through a dark room. You have to stop, get your bearings before you take that step in the right direction. Dreams that come out of the darkness and unknowingness of life invite us to look for guidance before moving, perhaps in a new direction to avoid an obstacle, perhaps to move more confidently in a familiar direction. Here we are, Plymouth, in the darkest time of the year, literally, just before the winter solstice, and in an unknown time in our country's history, which may feel dark to some of us. Are we paying attention to the dreams coming out of this time? Dreams of bigger and bolder action, compassion on the move in solidarity with our immigrant brothers and sisters, our homeless brothers and sisters, our Muslim brothers and sisters, with our neighbors, the students, the faculty, the staff of Colorado State University. And when these dreams come to us, maybe in just a glimpse, like nighttime dreams, are we caught up in the conventions of being nice and quiet, like Joseph was at first? Do we say to ourselves, but how would that ever really work? And wouldn't that take us way outside our comfort zones and upset the status quo? And who would even join us in this effort? And would we ever get enough volunteers? Plymouth, I say to you this morning, we must not shy away from the dreams that God gives us. Hear it again. We must not shy away from the dreams that God is giving us. They will be shocking and surprising, just like Joseph's dream. They will take us outside our conventional comfort zones. We will know that they are from God. We will know they are from God if they invite us into deeper compassion that calls for bold action. My dream this morning is that we will each and every one of us be swept into God's sneaky dreams of love in action in this coming year. Let us dream together with God. Amen.